In the previous activity, were you able to distinguish between cultural appreciation and cultural appropriation examples? As you can see, the difference between the two is not always easy to determine. Often, the determining factors relate to whether the outsider has permission to use the cultural asset, will profit in some way from the use of the cultural asset, will infringe on the originating people's ability to make their livelihood from their own cultural asset, is attributing the cultural asset to the original culture and/or owners. Celebrating and promoting culture is vital to the revitalization of indigenous cultures. However, we must make sure that we are doing so in an informed and respectful way.